Gangrene, Season 8, Episode 17.
Hello, welcome.
Going to the playoffs.
We're there.
I'm ready.
Yep. We're going to be there. With the accusation of a certain player, I think...
Isaiah Thomas is coming to the Celtics, boys.
I can't believe he's still playing after all these years.
I know. I hate him, but he's a Celtic now. So
he's
we're
a
going
bad
to...
boy for life.
Yeah.
Wrong Thomas, I believe. But
no, he's
that's
the
fine.
Son.
He's. I don't think...
Well, you already blew the joke.
I know. He's from the Suns. I don't think it's the son. I think it's a bet loss.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, what's going on?
Not too much. We got a good friend on the phone right now, Dave.
Do we?
We do.
Who is it?
His name is Stats.
No way.
Yeah.
Can it be?
He's in his car someplace, snowed in still.
Stats, how are you? Do you have plenty of batteries?
I'm okay. I'm surviving. You guys are pretty ridiculous, though.
We are.
We're ridiculous?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole Isaiah Thomas thing.
Oh.
Come on. Come on, Stats. You didn't think we were going to pull that joke off? Come on. That's a...
I had high hopes.
You had high hopes for the wrong people.
You must be on the wrong show then, Stats.
All right, break it down for us, Stats. Tell us what Isaiah Thomas is bringing to the Celtics.
So Isaiah Thomas is immediately the best Celtic, right? I don't think there's really any debate. He's a good player. He's on a good contract. He's a fun player, which is my favorite part.
Yeah.
He's a spunky little guy that can get to the rim and can shoot. I feel like it's been a long time since we've had a guard that could do both, which is exciting. So I'm really happy about this. I thought it was a great trade. You didn't really give up anything, which was
No, we didn't really give up anything.
That's my favorite part is, yeah, we got rid of that weird, scary, receding hairline. But yeah,
leave him alone.
When it first came out, I was like, oh, that's cool. I wonder what we gave up. And then a minute later, Woj tweeted. Woj is the freaking balls,
he's,
by the way.
He's got it all.
But he tweeted out that it was Marcus Thornton in that Cleveland pick, and you got a long-term – well, not long, but it, what, three-year stats after this?
Yeah, three more years.
And it's cheap money,
$27
million.
You got a better player. And I over the weekend, after I predicted that the Celtics would beat Atlanta
– last week on Gangrene TV.
I boldly predicted the Celtics would beat Atlanta.
You did.
I'm ready for a playoff push because they're not bad enough to – do anything else, so let's root for the playoffs.
All right, so Stats, I got a question for you. So now that the Celtics were at that low, almost bottom of the playoff barrel here, there was a potential that they could come onto the playoff scene. They might not. They might miss it. Now with Isaiah Thomas on the team now, where do you see the Celtics getting in? Definite playoffs and how high? I guess that's two questions there. Is it a definite playoff? And if so, how high? That's a better way to answer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So I think they definitely have a shot at the 8th seed still. But, you know, I'm a little bit worried because I think the Pistons got pretty good too with Yadin Reggie Jackson and some other pieces. So they're coming up. The Nets got rid of Kevin Garnett, which is kind of a good thing because he's not really playing very well. So, you know, they're a spot ahead of the Celtics right now, so that's not really a good thing either. But the East is wide open. I also think the Heat got really a lot better with the addition of Dragic. So,
oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, but this team is still good enough to make the playoffs in the East, which is kind of sad, but, you know, it is what it is. So,
I mean, do you still think that Shalit can keep it strong? I don't really feel like Shalit can keep going what they're doing. I mean, they're in the seventh seed, but I feel like that the floor is going to fall out on them soon, like it normally does.
Yeah, and the Bucks are right ahead of them, right?
Right.
Six, so I don't have a lot of faith there either.
Right.
I think it's pretty wide open. I think it's going to come down to the last couple games, and you know the Celtics have a lot of games left. I was looking at the schedule; they have a lot of games left in the East too. You know, they have some Toronto games, which is tough, but they also have some Nets and some Knicks and some. Toronto, 76ers games left.
Yeah.
They have a pretty easy schedule. They already did the long West Coast trip. They're about to do another one, I think, right? So I think they have a pretty favorable schedule going into the last couple months, and it'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch kind of meaningful basketball, even though it's not, you know, totally.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say is that, like, we spent so long complaining about Jeff Green and complaining about being bad and losing. You know what? We're in the middle of the pack. Let's embrace being in the middle of the pack. We have some fun players to watch now. and we could make the playoffs. We could go to have lunch at Legends in the nice weather, you know? Like, let's watch some – I
hear the springtime at Legends is a beautiful place. It is.
I'm ready to start rooting for a team again that can be fun, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm excited about this going forward.
I like the way it looks right now. I mean –
we can make the eighth seed every year and just be mediocre forever. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, being the eighth seed in the playoffs isn't going to hurt any chances of anything anyways. I mean, we're still going to take those draft picks and do what we will with them, whether it be bundle some up and trade and or pick a few. I mean, you know, possibilities are endless. So why not try to get a little extra?
It's going to be fun. I think me as a Celtics fan, I'm ready to look at it in a different way. It's been a year and a half now of kind of
mediocre ball play.
That's where are we going? But we shed, like, we got rid of Jeff Green. Rondo's gone. It's a new team now. Let's see what these young players have.
Right.
I think that James Young will probably play more now because
he'll probably get a few more extra minutes here and there, right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Why not? Stats? I mean, I know you're a big fan of James Young.
Well, not exactly. But I think he'll definitely get some more time. And that's good. I mean, I think this team's got a lot more watchable over the last couple of weeks, too.
Yeah.
Without Jeff Green and, you know, Marcus Smart playing a lot more. We
have a couple of injuries to contend with.
Like Evan Turner.
Right.
Yeah, the small ball is enjoyable, I think.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we have two big men that are out. I mean, Kelly Olynyk's still out with his ankle.
No, he's back.
The other day, they were saying he's still wobbling around.
I thought I read something today that he's coming back and Sully's out.
Well, he's not playing the Sacramento game. Anyways. He's a question mark for the Lakers game. Sullinger's out indefinitely right now. So, I mean, maybe we should just try to go get big.
I do want to, before we get to, we can talk about Isaiah Thomas some more, but I just do want to say you can listen to us on the podcast.
Yes.
You can
watch
us
on iTunes.
On iTunes, yep. You can watch us on Red's Army. Mm-hmm. You can watch us on YouTube. And that's at Gangrene TV.
You can follow us on Twitter at Gangrene TV. Call us.
You can call us.
508-731-GGTV.
So you can do that.
Speaking of which, you can call and or text us. We do actually have a question.
We do.
Which is not out of the ordinary for this one person. It's our friend in New Hampshire. Stats, we kind of talked about this earlier today. We're going to throw this question out from New Hampshire. Our friend from New Hampshire writes, with the great history that the Celtics have, why do you think a big-name free agent doesn't want to come here? I mean, for me, they're afraid of winning? I don't know.
You know what my answer is? What have we been doing for the last month? We have been bitching and moaning about the weather and how much it sucks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't tell me that weather in New York is
Boston's
favorable.
Not New York.
Right, but granted, New York's a big market.
You need to
step
out of your Bostonian. Why would you want to move here?
I already live here, so I'm not moving.
Playing baseball here is different. That's in the summertime.
I'm just saying.
Stats, what do you think?
This franchise has so much history. Why wouldn't you want to be part of a history franchise?
Because they don't care about the history.
You can have your name attached to the 2016 banner. Banner 18. Stats, help us out here.
There's a couple things, I think. I think the Celtics kind of have a lot of the same problems that the Timberwolves and the Bucks have, where they're really northern cities that the majority of the season is going to be very snowy. And, you know, I think a lot of those cities don't have great nightlife either. And that's something
that's not true about Boston.
You're talking about young 20, mid-20s, guys that, you know, don't have a family yet necessarily,
right,
and they don't want to be going to the fours or whatever.
Or Sully's.
Yeah, exactly. but I think there's a couple other things. I mean, free agency hasn't really been around too long, first of all. And how many opportunities have they really had? I mean, I don't recall a lot of stories of failed signings in the, you know, Al Jefferson era of the Celtics. You know, they were purposely not signing guys. And then before that, you know, you had the Paul Pierce teams. I don't know if it's really you know, they've really had the opportunity. They've either been really bad, where, like, why would anyone want to come play here and play with these bad players, or they've been really good and they didn't have room to sign guys. You know, the thing that kind of counters that argument for me is they did get Garnett to come here, and they did get Ray Allen, you know, to re-sign once, I think, right? And
right.
They got Garnett to re-up, you know, after they were already here. I mean, it's not a free agent signing. That's what they convinced him. But they kind of had to convince Kevin Garnett.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even though it was via trade, there was no way he was going to waive his trade clause for a while.
We can only hope that
the last three teams he refuses to waive it, and then he gets conned into it.
We can only hope that, you know, all this young talent that we're acquiring and all the picks, that between some of that and make a couple of picks, that
right.
maybe you get a budding superstar, maybe someone will sign
him. I mean, I guess it's just a history thing. I mean, it's just the only way to get good around here is just via trade. I mean, it kind of goes for all Boston teams. I guess it kind of goes for all teams in general. I mean, you're only going to get better by your trade. I mean,
one time we drafted Larry Bird, that worked out.
Yeah, but that was, now we got Bird rights. I mean, it's just one time we got, a bunch of people, and it just falls into place.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Anyways, thanks for texting in. Anyone else want to ask some questions? Yeah. They can call or text and do all that stuff, you know?
We'll take it. We'll take anything you want to text us.
We also, while we're still on the Celtics trade deadline, Mr. Prince is gone.
Yes. Went back to his old Detroit days.
So long, Tayshaun, yeah.
Yeah. Stats, are you surprised by that at all?
No.
What are you more surprised about, the fact that the Celtics didn't buy him out, or the fact that he went back to Detroit?
I'm a little surprised he didn't go back to Detroit. I mean, I understand the bio thing because you're asking a guy to take less money.
Right.
And that's kind of understandable. But the going back to Detroit thing is, like, with him doing that and KG going back to Minnesota, it's like, I don't know if they're just expecting these guys to, like, fall into old habits or
how.
You know, it just seems like a little bit of a weird thing.
All right, so with both these guys going back to their original teams from way back in the day, doesn't it just kind of have this weird feeling of, okay, well, they're probably both their last
years. I think Tayshaun's going to get bought out, though.
Well, Tayshaun's most likely going to get bought out. But, like, you know, there's rumors that KG or Minnesota is going to offer KG a two-year deal. But, I mean, anything kind of changes in the NBA. I mean, you could see how KG reacts the rest of the year out in Minnesota.
A two-year deal with an option to be an owner?
Well, that's a possibility,
too.
That's
what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Give him everything. But you know what? I mean, there's a possibility
that there
probably is. I think Michael Jordan ruined all that back in the day when he bought the Wizards and then played for the Wizards.
Magic Johnson had something like that in his contract.
Yeah, but then
I think that's why they don't do it.
That's why they don't do it. But I mean, like, you know, these guys just kind of have a little bit of, hey, I think you're probably going to retire soon now. So it's like, why not go back? I mean, there's been rumors the whole season about KG just hanging it up soon. So,
well, because he's old.
Right. So this is his kind of push where it's like, okay, I'm back to where I started. Let's just end it.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, you know, the same with Prince if he does indeed get bought out by Detroit.
Old friend Kendrick Perkins, also a lot of old Celtics in the mix there. He also got traded and will probably be bought out. And rumors are he might end up with Mr. Doc Rivers.
Old Rivers, huh? Might go down to the Clippers.
Who, by the way, is just signing any old guy that he can.
Why not? Take them all.
Yeah.
Take anybody you can get.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I'm overall, my thoughts about today are awesome.
I mean,
it's kind of renewed. I've stepped back. I've reassessed.
I'll tell you,
I was bitching about a lot of things, but some of those things are gone now, and we got a new player. It's going to be fun to watch. I got a renewed. I'm psyched for the rest of the season.
You guys,
I think today was a win for me.
I'm pretty sure you guys are going to dump on me right now, but, like, I kind of got a little restored faith in Danny because of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of this Thomas trade. I mean, this is something that really you don't really think that Danny would.
It was
pull
just
off.
A good. Not that he's a superstar, but he's a good player.
No, he's a good player.
And we gave up nothing.
Exactly. We didn't give up anything. Thomas still has 3 years left on his contract, and it's not a lot of money when you consider, like, $27 million. Phoenix signed him for 4 years at $27 million. It's not a lot of money in the big NBA world. So you don't have to worry about blowing that kind of money on, and this guy has the potential of doing a lot for this team.
Yeah, I'm happy about it.
So,
Stats, you got any final words before we let you go?
I guess just that I'm, you know, just to echo your guys' sentiments, it's a positive thing to get Isaiah Thomas, I think. You know, he can either be the guy that comes off the bench for a good team, or he can be a piece that you move to, you know, to get a better player. So, you know, like they said, I think Danny did good today. I think he, you know, not trading any of the Nets picks and still getting a pretty good player is a really good way to use the trade deadline. So, but the work's not done for him yet, because he's still got a million picks and he still has a million things left to do.
Yeah, oh yeah, the work's not done. I'm excited for the rest of this year now.
Well,
you know?
time will definitely cement Danny Ainge's legacy as the GM.
I give it 3 weeks.
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd give it next week.
Okay.
I mean, hey, just a quick little February 23rd, Isaiah Thomas has to go home to Phoenix, where the Celtics play the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, good.
So maybe there'll be a little tribute video.
Maybe,
I don't know how it works.
All right, well, Stats, thanks for calling in. Hopefully we see you again. I hopefully we can get out of the snow.
Hopefully you can dry out and change your batteries and get back to the studio.
I'm hopeful for next week.
All right, well, we'll see you soon there, pal.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Stats. See you later, thanks. Dude.
And we are going to take a break.
Yeah,
and we're gonna
much
come,
needed.
Yeah, much needed break. Little, so excited.
Stats just hung up.
I heard that, yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with some In the Hoop. Peace. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
All right, welcome back. Gangrene TV here. You can follow us on Twitter at Gangrene TV. Check us out on Facebook at Gangrene TV. We have an Instagram account. If you like pitches and stuff, we do.
I do.
That's also at Gangrene TV. You can text and call us. You can text
Get out of here.
All day long. You can text and call us all you want. 508-731-GGTV. For you people who don't like letters in your numbers, that's 4488.
Uh-huh.
Or, come on, help me out. Danny Ainge. Antoine Walker's return.
How could I forget where you were going with that?
All right. So today's segment of In the Hoop is one that was hot fire the last 20 minutes of the trade deadline.
I know, huh?
It was absolutely out of the ordinary. I mean, usually,
because we have in the chat that we have,
right,
for the show, I sent out something like, it was like 20 minutes of three, and I was like, oh, the only thing that happened was KG.
Right. Which was a little bit surprising. It kind of came out of nowhere for me.
Yeah, that was.
So, all right. So we get a lot of trades. Some trades aren't really like, who really cares about this one? But so, like we Stats mentioned, Goran got his wish, and now he's out of Phoenix, headed over to Miami, a day late and a dollar short from the LeBron James era. But, hey, why not?
That's
going to
be a pretty good team, though.
It's going to be a good team. I mean, they're definitely going to be a big playoff push now.
Because you can play a pick and roll with Bosch.
Right.
You know?
I mean, and all really the Heat got rid of, Danny Granger, who I absolutely fail for this guy. He's that player on that team that used to be good, and now he's gone. So now he's over with the Suns, who just got rid of everybody. I mean, absolutely everybody. I mean, after he left Indiana, that was kind of his downward spot.
Well, he was on the way down in Indiana anyway.
He was. Ever since Paul Pierce knocked his teeth out.
Yeah, well.
So Danny Granger, Norris Cole, Justin Hamilton, and two first-round picks went over over to Phoenix. So I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure the Heat made out on this one. So take it down to Oklahoma City. They moved Jackson.
They did.
He's gone.
And Park.
Who was their probably best six man, but who was having a kind of a bad time down in OKC.
Well, he was lighting it up when
he was
filling in for one of the guys.
I guess it was kind of like that Jeff Green thing where he was kind of lighting it up when he wanted to, like when he thought it was good
for
him.
I think it's when he couldn't play with both Westbrook and Durant, but when one of them was out, he
right.
did. I think particularly Westbrook.
So
if we had stats back on, he would tell us for
He would tell us the whole history of that. So that was a three-team trade with the Jazz and the Pistons. The Pistons acquire Reggie Jackson from OKC, and the Thunder get Kenter from the Jazz. I'm not really familiar with him, so don't get on me with that. My friend, Kendrick Perkins,
yeah.
he's over at the Jazz, who you recently heard that he's probably going to be bought out.
I didn't hear. I read the Twitter machine.
Twitter machine is no lie. I mean, honestly, it's
and
no lie.
So
Perkins will most likely be bought out by the Jazz.
Yes.
And maybe Doc Rivers will pick him up, and
yep.
there'll be a small little 08 reunion.
Chris Mannix said that Chicago could be in on it, too.
See, I mean, I'm still a Perk fan, so wherever he goes, I'll watch. I don't know if
He'll come back to the Celtics.
I doubt it. But
Celtics are a playoff contender now.
That's true. They're going to be a seventh seed in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Milwaukee Bucks and Brandon Knight over to the Suns, so the Suns at least got something out of the deal. And Michael Carter-Williams goes over to the Bucks.
That surprised me.
That is a big surprise. I mean, he's a potential Roy. So, I mean, I'm surprised that – not really surprised. Right?
No.
Second year. So he was potential last year, Roy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a year behind. Whatever. So that was a surprise for me. This
– That's when we're gonna get texts.
That Well, good. I guess we need to screw up on the show a little more.
Dave, you're a dumbass.
Well, let me hear it. 508-731-4488. Minnesota gets KG back. They didn't really give up anything. Thaddeus Young to the Brooklyn Nets. So here's a little piece about the Nets. They're a terrible, terrible franchise.
And who has their picks?
Terrible, terrible, terrible franchise.
Yeah.
You want to talk about just. Blew it all.
You know what I thought was funny? Is, speaking of the Nets, I was under the assumption that the Nets had the All-Star game.
Oh, right.
They only had – it was New York as a city, but I was like, man, the Nets are so bad they can't even have the game. They just get, like, the slam dunk contest.
I know. It's just – there's nobody left that the Nets acquired from the Celtics. They blew any chance that they ever had doing anything. I mean, they got, what, nothing now. I mean, they're just they're almost as bad as the Knicks. I mean, New York is just terrible basketball right now. So, all right, so real quick.
The Nets did get – they sent Brook Lopez out too, though.
Right. I mean, just get rid of everybody. It's a fire sale. I mean, they're even trying to get –
I can't wait for those Nets picks.
They're trying to even sell the team, for Christ's sake.
Looking back, how good was that trade?
It's absolutely
– And you hate Danny Ainge.
What did I say? I just said I restored a little faith in him. Now that everything's washing
everything's
itself out.
Everything's coming up, David.
Eventually, I'll just hate him again. So, JaVale McGee is over to the 76ers. The Nuggets dumped his giant contract. So that's – I mean, there are a lot more trades, but nothing like major.
A lot of moving pieces today.
There's
it
a lot
fun.
Of moving pieces.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. This is one of my favorite holidays in the NBA world.
Oh, it's a holiday.
NBA trade deadline is a holiday, along with the draft and the playoffs.
That's fun.
It's a lot of fun. So, real quick before we end the In the Hoop, the Knicks have officially shut down Melo for the year, who selfishly played the All-Star game and then decides, you know what, I think I'm done.
He decided before the All-Star game.
Well, I don't understand why he had to play the All-Star game.
I
was a Knicks fan, I'd be
It before the All-Star game, he said, I'm going to play the All-Star game and then shut it down.
I don't understand why you had, like, honestly.
Because the fans voted him in, Dave.
But that's garbage. The fans voted in a lot of players. The fans voted in Kobe Bryant. I didn't see him playing. I'm not a Kobe fan, but I mean, you know, he didn't play. Granted, he couldn't play, but, like, you know, like, do you have to do this? Did you have to play? That's another sorry franchise right now. It's just a matter of time before Phil Jackson just becomes the coach and the owner and the GM and all of it. He's just going to probably come out of his retirement and play.
He's going to pass Red if he does that.
I mean, he's a 1970.
Well, I don't
he's
think
a 1970, 72 New York Knicks champion. So, I mean, anything's possible. So, here's another right before. This is the last one for the Knicks. They cut Stoudemire and his terrible $100 million contract.
Yeah, he wanted to go see Doc.
2 days later, he gets signed to the Mavericks for
That's right. He did. Doc wanted him. He's out with Rondo.
Yeah. So he signs for a measly $400,000, and he's going to be a bench player. So that's the end of him.
He already got paid, though.
Of course he did. Why not? Take everything. Take everything. Listen, if these franchises want to give these players, they want to dump so much money into these players who just are going to fall to pieces, that's their own fault.
You know,
it really
is. When I was younger, I wanted to be good at basketball because I wanted to be good at basketball.
No.
Now I just wish I was good at basketball so I could be rich.
I'm telling you, I'm going to teach my kid how to play baseball because there is no cap. There's no cap. Let's just $5 billion to play second base. You got it. You know? But basketball, too. I'll give you $100 million to dunk this ball. You bet your ass I'll do it. You kidding me?
Yeah, well,
and
we
guess what?
So.
As soon as you pay me, I'm going to say I'm hurt, and you're going to have to cut me, but I'm going to have to get paid.
So we'll just sit here with our microphones and bitch and moan about it.
That's the best
But we're happy today, Dave. We're happy today.
So, all right, so Phoenix, so that's the in the hoop right there. So to wrap it up real quick, Phoenix was an eighth seed in the playoffs right now.
Yeah. OKC's getting in the playoffs.
Well, that's where I'm getting to. But with the whole team being traded today, Oklahoma City. I mean, the whole team got traded today, and Oklahoma City got a pretty hot bench coming in now. It's just the Suns are going to fall, and they're going to fall hard, and it's just going to be Oklahoma City's going to get that spot right now. They might even push up to the. I'd say if I had a caller right now, I'd say OKC would get that even potential six spot. Maybe, I mean, definitely seventh, maybe six.
And, you know, they have Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. So
right.
And the playoffs are going to be a hard out.
Right. I mean, and if you're in the West and, you know, and you're a 500 team and you're not in the playoffs, you're still doing right.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're still doing good. It's just you came to the East, you'd be a champion.
Yeah. Well, hey, once again, I think today was a pretty good day. We didn't give up.
I had a lot
up.
Of fun on
we
the Twitter
didn't
machine.
Give up a lot, and we got a nice piece.
We didn't give up anything.
We didn't.
That's the best part.
That's true. And we have a really nice piece.
I mean, I liked Marcus Thornton, but I mean, you know, yeah. Who cares? He wasn't going to be here a long
and
time.
You know, Dave, we're going to talk a mere, what, 4 days from now?
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Wow.
I'm going to get my notes ready so I can screw up more.
Yeah, let's do it.
508-731-GGTV. Let me hear you.
Yeah, and Twitter and.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's it.
All right.
So get
us
out of here.
We will see you sooner than later. Thanks for watching. Stay infected. Peace.